We are going one-on-one with Steve Kyler. We're so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, again, join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So I want to nail you down on this, Steve. I mean, is the MVP race for you in your mind, I mean, is it down to two guys between Harden and Curry? I mean, what ultimately decides it for you? Who is going to be the best?
Well, for me, I think my vote would go to LeBron James, and I think it's because of the hole they started out in, both individually for him, you know, he was a shell of himself in November, and then just the dysfunction that that team was, and to see it all come together around him.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
You mentioned earlier, you know, great players make those around him better. You look at what J.R. Smith has become since winning in Cleveland, Amon Shumpert, Timothy Mozgov, certainly Kyrie Irving. I think the missing piece in that equation is still Kevin Love and trying to find a way to use him, but that team has become very special around LeBron. And, you know, I think of all the seasons that he's had as a player, I think this one was probably the hardest. You know, there were not a lot of expectations early in his career in Cleveland. They were just happy to be there. You know, he gets to Miami, has the pressure of the world on him, but he had a lot of support around him. You know, he had to teach a coach how to coach. He had to, you know, get a front office to make some moves. He had to get on the phone and convince Kevin Love to come to Cleveland. You know, he had to do it all this year. And I think that it's kind of interesting to see how good they've become, considering how much they had to do in one single season. Where I look at what Steph Curry's doing, and I'm not trying to minimize it in any way, is that, you know, Steph has a really good team around him and a really good organization, and they've really grown together. I think while Steph's, you know, season has been very special, I don't know it was as hard as LeBron James had to go through. And in many ways, I think the same thing about Russell Westbrook and James Harden. You know, Dwight Howard goes down to a crazy knee injury, and that team was supposed to come apart, and James has stepped up and been a leader on both ends of the floor. And I think we've always known that James Harden was a special offensive player, but he's really become a really decent defensive player, and that was probably one of his biggest knocks. Certainly there's a YouTube video making fun of him last year. You know, he's really done it all, and, you know, that goes back to the resume of an MVP. I think some of these guys have really started to define it this year.
I did want to ask you this, Steve, while we have you on the show tonight. Harden and Curry, what's your evaluation of these guys defensively in terms of where does their game stand defensively?
Well, as I said, you know, with James Harden, he's become an engaged defender. I don't think we're ever going to see James Harden as an all-defensive type player. You know, he exerts so much energy on the offensive side, but what you're seeing is that he's engaged defensively where he wasn't at all last year and, you know, almost to a huge detriment. And I wouldn't say he was a great defender in Oklahoma City either, but he's becoming a better defender and understanding that he can impact the game, you know, on that end of the floor in a lot of ways. And his team needs him to do that. You know, with Steph Curry, there's such a great thing going on with the team concept. You know, with the Golden State Warriors, they can go to so many guys and they create so much disruption. You know, Steph's great on the ball. You know, he's quick. He's got quick hands. You know, if he can poke it away, he can go the distance. He's got guys that trail, which means most of his guys are finishing. And, you know, it's great to get steals, but it's more important to finish those. And I think when you look at how opposing teams look at Steph, you've got to exert so much energy on your defensive side because of what he can do to you offensively. Mm-hmm. That when he gets down on you on the defensive side, it's a tough cover. There's no question. And I think the depth of the Golden State Warriors has really allowed them to kind of limit the minutes that they're forcing guys to play. They're able to get out into some big leads and really kind of rest guys and play guys in spots. So you're never seeing really a tired Steph Curry. You're always seeing him really at his very best on both ends of the floor. And I think that's really why he's had such a special season this year.
Basketball insider Steve Kyler with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. So let's talk about Golden State. I mean, what do you see is the biggest challenge for them in the playoffs?
Well, you know, there's a pressure that comes with the playoffs. You know, things slow down. We don't play nearly as quick a pace. You get to really kind of zone in on one team for about 2 weeks, and that's really where you see the very tactical coaches start to really put things in defensively and start to take things away from what you want to do offensively. And we just don't know how this young Golden State team is going to handle some of the pressure of that, especially being the number one seed, especially when you've got a fan base and there's going to be expectation. You know, if the team comes out and can punch them in the mouth, if you will, and really get them back on their heels, how do they respond to that? I think they haven't had to face a whole lot of adversity this year, and you know, truly that's where you find out who you are as a team, is when it's hard, not when it's easy. And I do think that's one of the reasons why I'd be really afraid of Cleveland in the postseason, is because they've had to go through so much to get here. Mm-hmm. You know, Golden State's path has been, you know, almost, I don't want to say uncontested, because they've had some good games and they've lost some games, but they've had a pretty good process the whole way through. And I think when the postseason rolls around, we're going to get to see what these young guys are really made of, especially when you talk about Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, because if those guys are really shooting the basketball, the one thing you see in the postseason is that the perimeter game does go away a little bit, and you do have to play more grinded-out type basketball. If those guys are really comfortable in hitting their shots, Golden State's all but unbeatable when those guys are really feeling it and shooting it well.
Okay, as you look at the NBA standings, especially in the Western Conference, if the season ended today, I mean, what team do you think would most likely lose in the first round?
Well, there are a couple. You know, I don't think that I really understand what's going on with the Washington Wizards. You know, they're not a very well and functional team right now. I think they might have peaked a little bit too early. You know, Toronto has had their struggles. You know, we got to see what Memphis is going to be. I've been high on Memphis all year, but they've gone through a rough patch themselves. You know, Portland can be a very streaky team. They've struggled down the stretch a little bit. So I think those are some of the teams that have to worry. I mean, I think there's some obvious, you know, when you talk about the lower seeded teams, you know, certainly anybody who's going to get in 7-8 in the West, whether it's Miami or Brooklyn or Boston, you know, those teams just aren't going to have enough when it comes to, you know, real experience and star power to kind of win in the first round. So they're probably going home. But I think the playoffs is a very important thing for a young team, especially when you look at a Milwaukee or a Boston, you know, showing those young guys what it's really all about and how much you have to work to be there. You know, it's a really good kind of send-off. You know, you send them into the off season, into the gym, so they can work on their game and really kind of bring their craft around. But I think when you look at the upper-tier teams, when you talk about maybe the L.A. Clippers, I'm not sure what kind of team they're going to be in the postseason. They certainly have the players and the coaching and the experience to be very good, but they've had their struggles in the regular season as well. But I do think when you look at kind of the top three teams, if you will, I think that there's not anybody really sitting in the top that has a whole lot to worry about, but some of them may get tested a little more than they want in terms of these series going 6 or 7 games.
You know, you talk about streaky teams. What's your view of the Dallas Mavericks? We've got 1 minute left.
Wow, they've come apart. They just really have. And I think that, you know, and we've seen this with Dallas before, is, you know, they tend to tinker probably a little more than they should. They're always a team that makes a trade at the trade deadline. And, you know, you just look at what was going on before the Rondo trade. They were one of the best offenses in basketball. And since the Rondo trade, they've really struggled. And, you know, they've got some real issues. I think they're one of those teams that could put it together for a postseason run. They certainly have the talent. But I think when you look at them, you know, really in terms of what are they as a basketball team right now, I don't see them as a contender. And they should be.
Steve Kyler has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Be sure and check out all of his work at basketballinsiders.com. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Steve.
Anytime, my friend.
Absolutely. Much more NBA talk straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.